Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On a sensational Sunday. Thank you, Jesus. We love Sundays.
Yes, okay. We do. Today we're going to talk about turning deadly sins into positive solutions.
That's right.
We've got a kind of a spiritual exercise for you today.
Mm-hmm.
Deuteronomy 12:16, Message Bible. You're to celebrate in the presence of God, your God, all the things that you've been able to accomplish.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we're picking up from the last few days.
Yeah.
Talking about the deadly sins that can so easily beset us, but we're not going to let them.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So, make a list of what God helped you to accomplish in the past week and thank Him.
Hallelujah. That'll bless you just doing that. Now, don't hold me to this. I believe we'll finish talking about seven deadly sins today. So let's do a brief review.
Number one, my background, circumstances, and surroundings will determine my financial destiny. Here are the seven reasons why our background, circumstances, and surroundings do not determine our financial destiny. First, you are not on a fixed income. Unless God tells you it's fixed, it's not fixed. Second, eliminate the poverty mentality. Third, gain the victory over the victim complex. Fourth, stop making negative confessions. Fifth, stop looking to them and begin looking to Him for answers. Sixth, don't insult God by denying His word with the words of your mouth. And seventh, be careful about whom you associate with. All of those are so
powerful.
Yeah, and they're worth going back and listening to the other programs in the past.
Yeah, you can do that.
HaroldHerring.com.
Podcast.
That's right.
Number two, I can't afford to tithe and give offerings. If God tells us to tithe and give offerings, which He does, then to not tithe and give offerings is a deadly sin. Third, it's too good a bargain to pass up. If you can't afford it, it's not a bargain.
That's right. Number four, living paycheck to Prozac. There are seven keys here, more effective than Prozac in dealing in any stress on a personal level. First, spend more time in the Word and God's presence. We used to tell our kids, if you didn't feel like praying, that's when you need to pray the most. Second, communicate without playing the blame game. Third, exercise free will for your mind and liberate your body. Fourth, eat properly. Fifth, sleep right. Sixth, guard your heart. And seventh, shake up your routine. Like we were saying, all of these things are worth going over the podcast
again. You know, honey, going back to first,
yes.
Spend more time in the Word in His presence. Our oldest daughter, Abby,
yes,
is teaching her children that.
Hallelujah. And that is God.
Number five, failure to communicate. When I hear, see, or write the phrase failure to communicate, I'm reminded of the warden in the Paul Newman movie, Cool Hand Luke.
And that goes way back.
Yeah, it does. He always said, what we have here is a failure to communicate.
All right.
A failure to communicate with your creditors when you're in debt is a costly mistake.
Yes.
And in fact, let me tell you, the most dangerous game a person can play in marriage or any other relationship is the blame game, where nobody wins, everybody loses, and you never solve the problem. The fact that you're broke, unsuccessful, or don't know which way to turn, well, it's not your mama's fault. It's not your daddy's fault. It's not your school teacher's fault. It's not your employer's fault. It's not your spouse's fault. Well, if you hadn't bought that new truck, we wouldn't be in this mess. If you hadn't gone overboard and buying Christmas gifts for every single member of your family, we'd be able to pay off this credit card. I told you we couldn't afford this, but no, you didn't listen. Won't you ever learn buying the kids everything they want will not buy their love? If you'd have gotten that raise, if you'd put in for the promotion like I told you, we wouldn't be having this problem right now. It's not my fault. It's yours. Stop it The reason I'm laughing, because the next sentence says, even if it's somebody else's fault, get over it.
And yesterday on the 9th was Get Over It Day. We read that. We thought that was hilarious. Unfortunately, we didn't have this one to do yesterday. Oh, well.
It is funny.
It fell on the 10th.
Tragic. Proverbs 17:9, New International Version. He who covers over an offense promotes love, but whoever repeats the matter separates close friends. Laying the blame for financial mistakes on each other solves nothing. Don't fix the blame, fix the problem.
Sixth, who needs a financial plan? The most difficult part of any assignment or journey is the very first step. Don't let the enemy of your success keep you from organizing your priorities and getting started, because that'll organize your life. Remember when we've read Ecclesiastes 11:4? 11:4, Living Bible says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done. Instead of saying one day, say this is day one.
That's
it. Getting started. If you're in debt or living in lack, the only way out is with the Word of God as your guide and a Spirit-directed plan.
Yes.
Pray about it. Luke 14:28, Living Bible says, but don't begin until you count the cost. For who would begin construction of a building without first getting estimates and then checking to see if he has enough money to pay the bills? Wow. Yes, you got to count the cost. You got to get real, especially if you're paying a lot of interest. Albert Einstein, one of the smartest men ever, was asked what was the greatest invention he'd ever seen. Are you ready for this? We've said it many times, but maybe there's somebody new who hasn't heard it. Albert Einstein was really called the most smart man in the world. And without hesitation, he said, compound interest. It's a huge financial mistake to not take into account what interest can mean to you. Don't put it off. Get started. Consider the story of the Indians who sold Manhattan Island, New York City, to Peter Minuit and a group of Dutch traders in 1626 for roughly $24 in beads and trinkets. On the surface, it would seem to have been that the Indians made a terrible investment, as just the real estate value alone in Manhattan today is roughly $12 trillion or more. However, had the Indians invested the $24 at 8% interest for the last, well, however many years it would be,
almost
it'd be
400.
Well over, yeah, it'd be well over probably $500 trillion anyway.
That's
we're
it.
Just, you know, the Indians would be able to buy back Manhattan and still have, well, a few hundred dollars to put in their pocket. I'm just kidding. Anyway, point being is that our Heavenly Father wants us to be wise stewards. In fact, he wants us to earn interest on the money he's entrusted with us, and that has always been his plan. In Luke 19:22, Message Bible said, he said, you're right, that I don't suffer fools gladly, and that you've acted the fool. Why didn't you at least invest the money I gave you in securities so I would have gotten a little interest on it? So the point of it is this, if your financial affairs are in disarray, you need to know where you're at before you can develop your goals for financial freedom. It's called knowing the state of your flocks and herds in the Bible. But that's what was the same thing as real estate back then. And most importantly, keep the Holy Spirit at the center of your financial plan. Proverbs 16:3 reveals what will happen when we give things over to the Lord. It says, commit your work to the Lord, then it will succeed.
Number 7, always focus on what you don't have. I'd encourage you to write down the next statement that I'm going to give you, because it's absolutely life-changing. You ready? If you're not faithful with what you've got, that's all you'll ever get. If you're not faithful with what you got, that's all you'll ever get. See, if you're not faithful with what you've got, you'll never arrive at any other destination than where you're at the moment. If you're not faithful where you are with what you got, it'll take more than MapQuest for you ever to find your way out of mediocrity. If you're not faithful where you are with what you've got, You never have to worry about your future success because you'll never find it. If you're not faithful with where you are, with what you got, you'll never hear God say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." If you're not faithful where you are with what you got, then he will never reveal to you secret riches and hidden treasures. I frequently quote former President Theodore Roosevelt, who once said, "Do what you can with what you got where you are." See, God is so faithful, he expects us to be faithful as well. 1 Corinthians 1:9, New Living Translation. God will do this, for he's faithful to do what he says, and he's invited you into partnership with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. If we were made in his image and after his likeness, as it says in Genesis 1:26, then we should be doing what he does. If he's faithful to do what he says, then we should be. We need to be thankful for what we've got and even praise him for the blessings yet to come. Now, I want to provoke your thinking about the phone calls we've shared this past week. If you want to have a better tomorrow, then you must let go of your desire for better yesterday.
That's the truth.
You can.
Cannot continually.
Go, baby.
Think about what was or what could have been if you want to create a new reality. You got to ask yourself, do you spend more time thinking about the past or planning for the future?
Good question.
What are you doing today to ensure that you'll have the kind of life you want tomorrow?
Good question.
Do you know how to get from where you are to where you want to be?
Good question.
Your future is not in the past. It's not in the rearview mirror. It's determined by what you do today as seeds you're planting for harvest tomorrow. Ecclesiastes 11:4, Living Bible, we already read it. Let's read it again. If you wait for perfect conditions, you'll never get anything done.
One last scripture as we conclude these calls on seven deadly sins.
Yes.
Proverbs 4:23, New Century Version. Be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life.
Think about that. Please think about that this Sunday. And join us tonight for Rich Thoughts TV.
6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, you'll love
streamed
it.
Streamed on 4 different channels.
Mm-hmm.
And you can join us.
Yes.
Either at YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Rich Thoughts TV online.
Facebook at Brother Harold.
Yep.
HaroldHerring.com, my favorite place. Join Harold and Bev. And then also Savior Connect, live on it at 6 o'clock.
I know. You need to tune in with us.
Yes.
And until then, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
We Bye-bye. Do.